Please rise. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Dearest beloved of Christ Jesus, in a land of deadly paths and crooked roads, a certain man traveled the easier downhill road away from the city. The way is wide and becomes wider and wider. Now this man is just not any man. Indeed, he is a lawman. A certain man whose sinful nature seeks to please the Lord by his works of the law, and whose man-made laws and doctrines seek to make a world a better place in the sight of God. There is a certain man who falls under the forces of the evil one, and the evil one abuses him and strips him and spiritually wounds him. The devil has his way. He has his way with you and with me, and he leaves us half dead on the side of the road. Spiritually dead and physically dying, and the sentence is the second death in the lake of fire. Now this certain man who is traveling down the road, he draws place to where this dying man is. This man is a certain man, a special man, if you will. He is a priest. Now the priest was just not any priest, but indeed, yes, as you have heard, he's a lawman. And this certain priest, whose sinful nature seeks to please the Lord God by his works of the law, and by his man-made doctrines, he teaches a method and he teaches a message that to be right with God, you must do good deeds. You must work works of righteousness. These must be done. This certain priest is the man or the woman who proclaims peace, peace, when there is no peace, as Jeremiah tells us from his book. This certain priest does not feed the dying man lying by the side of the road. He does not feed him with the gospel, nor does he rightly administer the sacraments. Oh no, this certain priest confirms and leads people in with and under the mantra of, I just want to praise God. Without the pure word of the Holy Gospel, without the pure message of Jesus Christ, there is no message of comfort to these people. There is no message of comfort to the man lying by the side of the road. There is no sacrament which to feed him, which to nourish him. These certain priests have nothing for a person dying on the side of the road. So these certain priests pass by on the other side of the road. But someone now draws near, another certain man. He's a Levite, a man who had a special pedigree and who could show you his family tree, of which he was very proud. The Levite follows the lead of his superior and becomes a disciple under the order of the certain priest. Oh, parishioner, don't be a Levite. If you follow the example of the certain priest, if you listen to the doctrines of man, if you reject his good gifts, if you reject his word, what will follow? You will learn not to confess the truth of the word. You will learn that this is just a memorial meal and it's nothing special. You will learn that it's not always wrong not to be in church, not to be listening. After all, the Levite has nothing to offer. And therefore, the Levite, since he has nothing to offer, passes by on the other side of the road. Now comes a certain Samaritan. And as he was journeying, he comes to the man who is lying, dying, stripped, naked on the road. Why is Jesus using this example of a Samaritan? It's quite shocking, actually. You see, the first reason is because the Samaritans were manifest sinners, according to the Jews. Secondly, they were outcast. Thirdly, they were unclean. Lastly, they were of an impure pedigree. In contrast to the certain priest and the certain Levite, the Samaritan journeys to the place where the man was, there on the side of the road. This was not just any Samaritan, though, but indeed he is a good Samaritan. He is the Son of God and the Son of Man. Dearly beloved, behold Jesus. He has come into your fallen world. He has come for you. He has come for you who lay on the side of the road, beaten and dying, as you are constantly being assaulted by Satan and the world and your own evil flesh. He has compassion for you, and not just you only, but he has compassion for all people. For the road is littered, dear ones, it is littered with the dying and the dead. Some on the side of the road, and some of those are walking as they pass by on the other side of the road. You could not go to him, you who are laying on the side of the road, that's not possible. So he has come to you. He has died for you indeed. His heart is pierced for you. And he binds up your broken heart. He does this by cleansing you, by the Holy Gospel, baptizing you into his sin-atoning death on his cross. Your good Samaritan lifts you up, breathes new life into you through holy absolution and baptism, soothing you with the oil of his gladness. Jesus pours out his blood for you as he lavishly cleanses you of your wounds of body and soul with the wine that makes the man's heart glad. He has come down to take your place. Do you not see your good Samaritan dismounting from his beast of burden and lifting you up from the side of the road and putting you in his place? Behold, the Samaritan takes you from off this dusty road of death, and he leads you and bears you into his church where he cares for you. Here is the end of where Jesus leads you and takes you. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, within the womb of his mother, was turned away at the end. Yet when he was born, he now leads certain men and women into his church, into the inn of his church, where there is always room for you. From beginning to end, this is entirely your Lord's work, the work of the one holy triune God. So, dearly beloved, the hours of darkness are long, and this night of suffering is a time that is filled with groaning and sadness, and yes, I know, tears. But throughout this night of suffering, your good Samaritan, your good neighbor, your good God is present with you, and he is present for you. And it is he who binds up your wounds with his word and his sacraments. Therefore, be not afraid. Fear not, dear one. The Lord is with you. In other words, the Lord Jesus completed payment for your sin and for the sins of the whole world upon his bloody cross. A certain lawman who is dying on the side of the road, he has left the holy city and he is journeying in the direction of the dead. But even so, his good Samaritan still follows after him, still desires that he repent of his sins, still desires that he be lifted up and placed into the place of where Jesus was, so that he too may have life and salvation. So in closing, the next day this certain Samaritan, the one who paid the price for this certain man lying on the side of the road, he brings him to the inn to recover. He extends his call to the innkeeper to care for his dear child and to lavishly provide his dear children with whatever they need that is good for them. Therefore, dearly beloved, what is here that is good for you? His word and his body and his blood. Therefore, hear his invitation. Come and partake of his nourishment. Come and be bound up. Come and be absolved of your sin. Come and eat and drink for the forgiveness of all of your sins, for the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation. Yes, Jesus, he is your good Samaritan, and it is he who cares for you and loves you forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.